T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, it is that time of week. You know, I usually, and Joe Giglio today in for John Marks, alongside Ike Reese. This is Marks and Reese. Usually, Ike, I am usually getting in the car around 3:40, 3:45 to drive in on Friday to do my show at 6 o'clock, and I always seem to get in the car right around the time that Eli Herskovich joins the show from Radio.com. Of course, You Better You Bet, which is a great show. Download the Radio.com app, and Eli joins you to give his picks. Eli, how you doing, buddy?
Talk to you, Ike. How we doing?
What's up, E?
How's it going, guys? Big game for the Eagles. How about it?
A very big game for the Eagles here. Eli, let's start there, and then we'll get your best bets for Week 12 here. The Eagles right now, Eli, are favored in this game, barely by a point the last time I checked. Seattle is 8-2. Eli, your thoughts on the game, but I do feel like Seattle is not quite as good as their record. Great quarterback, but they don't seem like a great team to me. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Joe. I'm sure like you feel the same way. If you look at the Seahawks and their pass defense, their biggest liability is that part of their defense. And they're 20th in the NFL on opponent yards per pass attempt. Alshon Jeffrey likely to play in this game. I know Carson Wentz couldn't really stretch the field last week. Of course, the Aguilar drop, or seemingly a drop, would have been a touchdown on fourth down. That could have tied the game against the Patriots, hurt Wentz and the Eagles' offense. But, yeah, I agree with you guys. The line opened at 2. It's down to 1, and that, to me, has a lot to do with public bettors and some sharp bettors, too, obviously. The Seattle is the better overall team, and you have an MVP candidate right there with Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson. But just the spot, to me, so much desperation on the line. We saw it with Philly when they went to Green Bay on Thursday night. We saw it a few weeks ago when they went to Buffalo. When this team's season is on the line, they play at their best, obviously. And I think that continues today with the Eagles, or Sunday with the Eagles laying a point against the Seahawks.
Eli's got the Eagles here in the first game laying 1
like
against
it.
Seattle.
Like
We're both with you on that one. I feel good for some strange reason here. Eli, maybe it's their defense playing better. Eli, what's your next best bet beyond the Eagles-Seahawks?
All right, I think you guys will like this one, too. So we're going up to Foxborough, and New England is 62 is covering 62% of their games with Tom Brady at home since 2003, which is just an insane percentage. But if you look at their schedule, they've only beaten one team with a winning record so far, and that's the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are also fraudulent to me, too. I'm not saying the Patriots are completely fraudulent, but you guys kind of saw it last week with the Eagles. For an Eagles offense that is played as poorly as it did, for them to hang around in that game had a lot to do with Philly's defense, like you mentioned, Joe, more improved of late. But this Patriots offense and Tom Brady hasn't impressed this year at all, and the turnover margin is going to regress at some point, and the biggest liability for New England is their rushing defense. And the Cowboys have one of the best offensive lines in football. Lyle Collins should play in this game. I think Ezekiel Elliott takes advantage. We saw it with the Patriots in Baltimore, too, and when they played a rushing quarterback, this defense struggles when they play mobile quarterbacks, and Dak Prescott is no exception to that. So I'm taking the points here. I'm taking Dallas plus 6.5.
Wow, you know, it's one that I think people are going to hear and say, what? But you think about the matchup there. It is. I think it's a good play. On the line with us, of course, Eli Herskovich, Radio.com Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/Iron. Of course, You Better You Bet, the first live sports betting podcast, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Radio.com and the app, Sundays from 9 to 1. You follow the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. And Eli, so you got the Cowboys plus 6.5. You told us about the Eagles already. What's the next best bet this week?
Yeah, we're staying on the East Coast and taking the Jets, getting 3 at home against Oakland. I think this Raiders team has peaked in terms of value within the line. The fact that they're going across the country against the Jets, who have arguably the best rushing defense in football. What does Oakland's offense revolve around? It's rookie running back Josh Jacobs. So if you can establish Jacobs, not that Derek Carr has played poorly this season, But again, the cross-country trip, we see it with West Coast teams going across East all the time. Oakland is playing better, and they're in the thick of things in the AFC West race and in the playoff hunt in the AFC as well. But a Jets team, Sam Darnold's playing better. Oakland also struggles against slot receivers, and Jamison Crowder has been a massive addition for Sam Darnold, especially of late when Darnold has started to pick it back up since the ghost game against the Patriots on Monday Night Football. So combine the Jets defense against a run-heavy Oakland offense, and Darnold starting to play a little bit better. I like the Jets getting 3 at home against Oakland.
Home dogs with the Jets in an upset that would obviously shake up the AFC playoff race. Eli, where are we going for pick number 3?
All right. We are staying on the East Coast. How about it? All 3 out East. I am taking Denver +3.5, +4 at Buffalo. The Broncos have covered 5 out of their last 6 games. And actually, if you go back to last week's game at Minnesota, if the Broncos had won that game outright or was a little tighter, I mean, you're talking about a 4-point game in Minnesota overcoming a 20-point deficit, you're probably not getting as much value in the line. And some people might say, well, how is there value in the line when the Bills are one of the best teams in the AFC, a wildcard team right now, and they're laying 3, 3.5, 4 at home? The Bills aren't that good. Josh Allen is... If you look at the turnovers again, roughly 10 picks. He's fumbled the ball a bunch too, right up there with rookie quarterback for the Giants, Daniel Jones. So you have turnover problems offensively. And who have the Bills beaten? They haven't beaten a team with a winning record yet. So I really like the Broncos here in this spot, getting 3.5, an offense that's starting to play better, and a Bills defense that doesn't defend the run well. And you saw it last week when Lindsey and Freeman can play ball control for that Broncos offense, it does well. And you're not going to get a Kirk Cousins comeback here in Buffalo. Josh Allen isn't bringing the Bills back in this one. So give me the Broncos getting 3.5, 4 points.
Here's what I like down the stretch of seasons, Eli. I like chaos in the playoff races. And just judging by your picks here, you're kind of projecting chaos for us down the stretch, which I am all for. Eli, we appreciate you hopping on.
Good luck, brother.
Good luck with the picks this week, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Awesome, guys. Always fun to talk with you. Have a good weekend.
There he goes. That was Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Eli Herskovich. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. All right, 888-729-9494. Look, he touched on it. We'll do our picks later, Ike, but he has the Cowboys +6.5 in New England. I might pick that as one of my picks. So I just feel like that game, it's weird. The Patriots, they don't look right, with their win here last week. I have a fear that Dallas is going to somehow win that game, which makes this game really important for the Eagles. Like, I think a lot of us have projected, like, oh, Dallas is going to lose this week, whatever. As long as the Eagles beat the bad teams, they'll be fine. If Dallas somehow upsets New England, the Eagles have to win this game.
Yeah, I just changed one of my picks.
Yeah?
Yep, I'm taking New England.
Because I think this, because Eli does?
No, because everybody else does.
It has become a popular thing.
Yes, it was a popular thing. Now, when we said it Monday, it was like, okay, it's early in the week.
Yeah, it's become the...
Now, everybody has seemed to have picked up on it, and those doggone Patriots, yeah, you can never... When people think it's... when everybody's going one way against the Patriots... Yeah, I'll take the Patriots -6.
And look, betting against Brady and Belichick and Foxborough, usually you lose your money doing that. All right, let's talk to John in Ridley, who wants to touch on this Wentz stuff. What's up, John?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, John?
So I've actually been trying to call in all week, finally got in today, but got a couple points that I've been, wanting to make. So this past week against the Patriots, we do realize Tom Brady didn't even throw a touchdown pass, right?
Yep.
So Wentz threw a touchdown pass, drove, had a longer drive against the Patriots than what anybody's had in the past 8 seasons, I think it was.
Yep.
So you can't doubt the guy's talent. And then, going back to 2017 when Wentz was on pace for an MVP season, gets hurt. But everybody on the team, you really can't even tell me there was really many key injuries that year.
Well, that's not true, John. John, they were decimated. They lost Jason Peters. They lost Jordan Hicks. They had Darren Sproles. They had a lot of injuries.
As far as your skill positions, his receivers were all on point. You had Clement coming up big with catches. You were getting the luckier catches, like when Torrey Smith got that one that bounced off a defender, managed to pick it up, get a first down. You had players that were putting in the second effort and actually making plays, whereas this year, I mean, we probably have more dropped passes this season than I can remember in at least the past probably 5, maybe 10 years.
Maybe. We can go back and look at that. They have a lot. They don't have the most in the league, though, John. I mean, teams have drops. Like, that's part of football.
And then, you know, one of my other points, like, you know, and Foles is going to be a name that's brought up until Wentz wins the Super Bowl, if that happens or whatever. But, you know, everybody last year, oh, keep Foles, get rid of Wentz, get rid. Foles was hurt for half of this season.
Right, but you know what? That has nothing to do with how Carson plays now. Like, I agree with you, but like the situation that Foles is in Jacksonville doesn't change how Carson plays. Like, if Carson plays mediocre and Nick Foles is hurt, it doesn't change that Carson plays mediocre.
Well, it should change the idea that we have, that we kept the wrong quarterback.
Yes, I mean, that, sure, that you could use that context in it, but like, it doesn't make Carson's play any less okay or great or whatever. Like, Carson's play is Carson's play. It's
independent. No, we understand that. I think, but people, but you, it's one of
them. Well, I mean, I stand by what I said. They could have built a better team if they got a lot in a trade for Carson and kept Nick. Like, that was my point. If they weren't going to get anything for Carson, I wouldn't have done that. But it was about building the best team.
They would have got a boatload for Carson.
That's why I brought it up. I know they would have.
But they would have kept the wrong quarterback.
Well, it depends on how you build the best team.
Well, can you imagine had they traded Carson and Nick got hurt in the first game?
Well, that would have changed everything, of course.
But that's always a possibility with Nick.
Of course it is. They both have had injuries.
Yeah.
And right now, both are now back healthy, and hopefully it stays that way. So we can watch both quarterbacks play.
The whole point of him saying that was that for people who think they should have kept Nick Foles over Carson, that was the whole point of him saying that.
I know. He's trying to poke me.
Yeah,
that's fine. 888-729-9494. That is a hop. More. We come back. Your phone calls. We'll dive back into everything on the table today, including which is more important down the stretch, Carson stepping up or everyone around him playing better football. And, of course, at 4 o'clock, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joins the show. 888-729-9494. That is a hop on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.